Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, my friend. It's been a long, long week. I hope you all had a good one, but we're going to end with a lot of delicious, silly celebrity gossip. So let's jump in. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
This story sort of broke my heart. This really pulled up my heartstrings. So apparently the Queen, Queen Elizabeth, was exhausted by the turmoil created by Harry and Meghan. So the Queen was hurt and exhausted by Harry and Meghan's decision to quit royal life and the ensuing drama that they caused. There's a new book out by Katie Nichols. She's a fabulous royal reporter. I think she is a royal reporter for Vanity Fair here in America. She's British, though. I've known her forever. She's really great. She has a new book out. She's going to make $1 million. And she is dishing it. So I got a copy in advance of the book. And this is what she's saying. She said, the late monarch confided in a friend that she was just exhausted by all the turmoil resulting from their decision. I get that. There was a lot of turmoil. So even if you support their decision, a lot of us do. It's their life. It's their decision. When you make a decision in life, it could be about anything. It does affect other people. And the great-grandma was just exhausted by this. They went on to write that she was really hurt and claims the Queen said, I don't know, I don't care, I don't want to think about it anymore. You know when you get to that point where you're just like, I can't talk about this anymore. The Queen got to that point. So Katie also noted that there was a sadness from the Queen. She just couldn't understand this because her whole life was about service. She was not a person that took a day off work, let alone quit. She didn't do that. Once again here, I'm not saying that Harry and Meghan made the wrong decision, but look at it through Queen Elizabeth's eyes. 70 years on the throne. This was a woman that was working. Literally, we saw her 2 days before she passed. She was meeting the new Prime Minister. Her job was everything. Also, and this part, this made me sad. They said the Queen was upset that she never got to spend much time with Archie or Lilibet. And she used to have sleepovers at Balmoral just for the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. How nice is that? I love that. Can you imagine a sleepover at Balmoral Castle with the Queen?
I'm picturing them all wearing like plaid pajamas.
Oh, yes. Like the Queen's name on them. I guess it says Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, and all those monogrammed. So this story, it made me sad. And I think potentially this is going to make Harry and Meghan look really bad. What do you think?
Well, you know, I have to say that there's a little bit of a different approach for me, which is I think, again, Meghan is being scapegoated. It's almost like, you know, Meghan killed the Queen. That's what I'm seeing when I read this story. And I think it's a little unfair. We will never understand those dynamics. And Rob, you know, I mean, you know, it's not like Harry's the first person to abdicate the throne and leave the royal family. I mean, Queen Elizabeth is queen almost because it happened in her uncle.
Right.
And her father
right.
becoming king. And so it's just... You know, I don't think she likes that dynamic, but, you know, Harry's not the first one to leave that family. Let's just say that.
Yeah, no, you're right. We have to make decisions in life that are right for us, but I do like to think that we think of others when we make those decisions. I knew moving to America was the right decision for me. I fell in love. Yeah. I wanted to come here, but I knew it would hurt my mom. I knew it would devastate my mom. Because I just don't get to see her as much as my brothers and sisters do. So I do get those decisions. And I would imagine Harry, particularly, and Meghan, though, do understand what this decision was. It's interesting in life, particularly people of an older generation, it's very hard for them to understand something that is alien to them. So I think a lot of older people struggle with gay people because it's just not part of their generation. My mom and dad and my grandparents, gay people did not say they were gay. They lived in the shadows.
Right,
and so I do understand, like, you're never going to change someone in their 90s. Like, the Queen was in her 90s. She wasn't going to change. This decision to leave an institution that she had spent her life building, repairing, promoting, that must have been rough.
Yeah, she couldn't understand why or how he would leave that. But you bring up a great point. My granddad passed away at like 93 in June.
Yes.
And I was not out to him. I was out to the entire family.
Yeah.
But we couldn't tell Papa.
Yeah, don't tell Grandpa.
He was born in 1929 and he just wouldn't understand. But I got to tell you, Rob, I think now in hindsight, my granddad was a very smart man. And I think maybe what if we didn't allow him to come forward because we were so busy trying to police what we think he'd say. So maybe Harry, you know, maybe the Queen needed this to be brought forward to the modern times.
Yeah, so. I'm a big believer in telling the truth and letting people make their own decisions. Like, keeping a secret from somebody because you're worried about how they're going to react, it's not good for your mental health.
Never's going to end
and
well.
So this is a very complicated story, but there's just something about Queen Elizabeth missing her grandkids. And yes, I know that can be manipulative. I know it. I get it. And I get Katie. I like Katie, but she wants to sell books. And so that is such an interesting story. But I do understand, too. I love it that she's just exhausted by it. Like the rest of us. She sees the newspapers every day. She's like, I just don't care anymore.
Because it was a big headline. Every
single day, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Queen Elizabeth was exhausted by all the turmoil caused by Harry and Meghan's decision. Should Harry and Meghan feel guilty? Should they feel guilty about it? So go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. It's a good poll, Corey. It's a good poll today, isn't it? It's a tricky one. I feel guilty. I do feel. Does it mean I don't make the right decision or the right decision for me? But you can also you can make the right decision and also feel a little bit of guilt about it. You can do both. I can't wait to see the results. Hey, what are you working on, though?
Yes. Well, Johnny Depp is dating his lawyer, Joelle Rich. This comes following the trial, of course, in which Rich represented him. So, yeah, Johnny Depp is dating Joelle Rich. She's the attorney who represented him in his UK libel trial against The Sun, which is that scandalous British newspaper.
I love
It's a lot of fun. So we're told that the London-based lawyer is married, but she's separated, and her divorce may not have been finalized yet. But earlier this summer, Depp, 59, sparked romance rumors with another attorney, Camille Vasquez, who represented him in his victorious U.S. defamation trial against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Now, however, Vasquez quickly quieted that rumor mill. She called the allegations sexist and unethical. Ooh. And she noted that the Pirates of the Caribbean star had been her friend and client for almost 4.5 years. So she says it's an unethical charge being made. It's sexist. She added, it's unfortunate. It's disappointing. But at the same time, it kind of comes with the territory. I can't say I was all that surprised. Now, let me just say, ironically enough, months ago, I had the opportunity on another podcast I do. The booker came to me and says, hey, what do you think of Camille Vasquez as a guest? And I said, well, you know, I'm not sure that Amber Heard thing was really the most positive representation for defending women.
I would have said yes in a minute. If you want to do this podcast, call me. You'll get headlines. Listen, I'll get attention.
I feel so stupid.
You'll get a million listeners. You're too nice for this business, Corey. You're just such a nice guy. You're like Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder. You're my conscience. I know.
I'm the good angel. But listen, believe me, I called him like after I read about Camille. Yes. And I called him. I was like, hey, is Camille still available?
Well, she was like, absolutely not. Now she's doing it on CNN.
She's booked.
She's busy. So it's not Camille. So just to be clear here, the American lawyer who we saw him with all the time, very, very pretty. It's not her. It's his first lawyer. So before he had the trial in the USA, he had a trial in Britain that he actually lost. So I don't know if I'd be dating my lawyer.
The one who you lost.
That lost. I want to date the one that won. I know. I do get it though. There's people that are in positions of power that help you, that are very attractive, that you probably might not think so otherwise. I've only ever had one trial, and I was in the jury, and I must admit, the lawyer was somebody that I probably wouldn't look at in regular life, but just the fact they were being up there, like LA Law.
Oh, sure,
I was like watching, I was like, oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
It can be intoxicating.
Yes, there's a hero dynamic that happens psychologically. I've read about this. You know where it happened as well, too?
Where?
Remember the pilot that flew into Hudson River with the plane?
Yeah, Scully.
Scully. He and his wife were headed for the course.
I met him in the CNN makeup room.
Yeah,
and I could have fell to my knees and kissed
handsome
his feet.
Handsome guy, right?
Oh, well, I mean, yes, he was, but he wasn't normally my choice. But it was just the fact that he saved all those people. The hero.
Yeah. He and his wife were about to get divorced during this time, and she fell in love with him again when she began to see him on the news, and he was like his hero.
I fall in love with every pharmacist. If I've got a sinus infection, if you give me a Z-Pack, I'll marry you. I just, like, you know when you just feel like you need some help? Anyone that's nice to me. I know, it's totally, totally right. Well, good luck, you two. This story made me scream, and I should be cross, but it just made me laugh. Kris Jenner is so wealthy, she forgot she owned a condo in Beverly Hills.
Dear.
So she was looking around her condo in Beverly Hills, and she's with Chloe. I love Chloe. Chloe's my favourite. And she said, oh, this is a cute little place, if I say so myself, to which her daughter quipped, you forgot you even had it. And so then she asked her mum, when was the last time you went to the luxury unit? And the mum said, she uses it at Christmas as a gift wrapping station.
Oh,
it's like
goodness.
Santa's workshop.
Oh,
and she said, it makes me laugh. She said, I can't wait to be as wealthy as you. This is Chloe. I can't wait to be as wealthy as you when I forget that I own properties. And
one day,
I've got a condo in Beverly Hills and about it. Can you imagine having a two-bedroom condo?
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, it's sort of obnoxious.
It's obnoxious. But
it's also very aspirational. I'm like,
I yesterday cleaned out my closet. It was a mess, Corey. I just had to go in there and fold some sweaters. I was just throwing everything in, and it's all on the floor. So I did a bit of a clean out. Oh, I discovered some things that I forgot I owned too.
Ooh.
But we're talking about T-shirts, not condos.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever done that? Like, I was like, oh, I forgot I had that lovely winter jumper. Because you put your jumpers away, your sweaters. I've not worn them for 6 months. It's been so nice. But now it's getting a bit chilly. And so I was folding some sweaters. Oh, I was like, oh, that's such a cute sweater.
Yeah,
I forgot
I do
had
the
it.
Same. I mean, and I shop a lot and I don't wear it. So Joey will come in, he'll see like tags on stuff. He'll think I went shopping. I'm like, that's from five years ago.
You've never worn it. Maybe it's not similar. I'm pretending that having a sweater that I forgot about from Gap is the same as having a Beverly Hills condo. No, it's not the same, right? I was trying. Okay. Moving along. This story made me a bit angry. Another actress, a big star, is coming forward saying that they were told to lose weight.
Yeah, it's really crazy. especially because she's such an amazing actress too. So like, let her be. But it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
Wow.
And she revealed that she was told to lose weight for Jurassic World 3. Oof. And she got candid about how she was urged to lose weight for her role in Jurassic World Dominion, which was like the third of that Jurassic World movie. No pun intended, but a huge movie. Yeah, it's a big one. It's a huge franchise. So the 41-year-old discussed that the studio executives told her just before shooting the third film in the Jurassic World series, you know, she says, "What being in this third film allowed, how do I say this? I've been asked to not use my natural body in cinema." And that's what she told the Metro UK in a recent profile. So, you know, she was also in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
She revealed how director Colin Trevorrow stood up for her. And she continued on the third movie. It was actually because there were so many women in the cast. It was something that Colin felt strongly about in terms of protecting
Good
me.
For him.
Yeah,
Good
and that is great because we do need more men to stand up and defend our women, right? So, but she says because the conversation came up again, you know, they were told, "Hey, we need to ask Bryce to lose weight." Now, Bryce also is the daughter of Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Just making sure everyone knows. So this is a woman who comes
from. Mess with Ron Howard. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't say this to him. What I find strange about this though is, don't cast me. Like, if you don't want me. Don't have me unless they had to because she'd been in the other two. It's shocking, isn't it? I never noticed this stuff. I think that movie executives focus on this more than the public does. I just don't notice it.
And it's so sexist, too. That's not it. No one's ever told Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson went through a period in the film, he kept getting older and fatter.
Yes.
And his co-star kept getting
skinnier and skinnier
and
younger. I know, I bumped into Leonardo DiCaprio a couple of days ago in New York. He's not Jack from Titanic anymore. Let me just say that. Like, we don't weight shame people on this show.
But, we're just
but
being
I'm
honest.
Just saying, you do change, and no one's told Leo to lose any weight.
No.
Terrible. Hey, quickly, before we go to break. Hilary Duff's husband, Matthew Cuomo, who I don't really know at all, but now I do because he's trolling Adam Levine. So, I know, it's so wild, isn't it?
He's famous
now. Hilary Duff's husband is trolling Adam over those leaked direct messages, which allegedly show him flirting with Mao, multiple other women. I think there's up to five. So get this, Matthew, the husband, he posted a screenshot of Adam Levine's alleged messages that he sent to one of the ladies, and it read, holy F, your body is absurd. So he's a music producer. He photoshopped his image on the DM, so it looks as if he's responding to Matthew. It's very funny. So lots of people are doing this on social media.
It does make
me laugh, but also too, gosh, Adam, this ain't going away, Adam.
I mean, he's not the first guy. I mean, people are acting like he was Moses or something. Like, he's not the first guy to be caught cheating. Like, relax. Like, not to say that I think it's normal, but I mean, it's kind of normal. So,
I love that you always give us a new perspective, Corey. We're going to take ourselves a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the pools. Da, da, da. Yesterday, we talked about Meghan Markle, who wanted to have a one-on-one meeting with King Charles. Not Prince Charles, I've got to get that right. King Charles III amid all the drama. Was this a good idea or a bad idea? Let's have a look. 70% said a good idea. I think so, too.
Great.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Speak it through. You're not going to fix it if you don't talk about it.
No.
Now, I do think Meghan's timing was a little off. I mean, he's not buried his mother yet. Give him a minute.
Yeah,
although she wanted to get out of town, so she wanted to do it in person. That's worth a trip back to the UK for, a big summit, a big meeting.
That's true. I agree with you. You know, I didn't think about that, but
timing's a little off. And he's busy being the king. I was like, I've only been the king for 24 hours, honey. I'm busy. Still trying to figure out where to put the crown.
Exactly.
You know, how
does
this cape work?
Just hang it up in a closet. Where do you put it?
Where do I hold this orb? What hand, the left or the right? It's all these rules you've got to learn. Being a king, give him a minute, Megan.
He's busy.
Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest
of the day. Yes. Well, Beyonce is finally taking the Renaissance on tour next summer. So her new album, Renaissance, of course, which is blowing up everywhere on streaming sites, and it's like the hottest album on the planet. But she's going to be taking that show on the road, and one insider reveals that the singer, who is now 41, if you can believe that, is booking stadiums around the world for summer 2023. And a second source teases that an official announcement will be coming in the next couple of weeks. Now, since it's released in July, Renaissance has been dominating streaming services, nightclubs all over the world, but Beyonce has uncharacteristically not released any video or said a word. She's like, it's been kind of a quiet release. But
I don't know if she knows she released it. Like nothing.
Yeah, I mean, was she involved at all?
Did maybe someone else did it. Beyonce girl, you got an album out. She won't do anything.
It's so strange, but yes. Anyway, though, she will be doing this finally, and she's going to be teasing that she's going to be releasing some videos, but it's yet to be seen. But you know what? It's got 16 hot tracks, and it's got the chart-topping single, Break My Soul. So
I can't wait. Live. Yeah. Beyonce live. Although Beyonce, if you're listening, hello. Do single, ladies. You've got to do the hits too, darling. Not just the new stuff. I want the hits. Throw in a hit or two. Okay, let's do our naughties today. Naughty. Ellen DeGeneres' protege, Grace and Chance, is ripping her as manipulative. So he's saying she is the most manipulative, most self-centered, and most blatantly opportunist person he's ever met. So if you remember, he was discovered at 12 years old, and he was performing Lady Gaga's Paparazzi. He was playing piano and singing. The YouTube clip went viral. Ellen saw it. She had him on the show. And when he was on the show, that's when she said, I'm going to protect you, and I'm here for you, and we're doing this together. She helped him get a record deal, a publicist, a manager. She did all these amazing things to change his life. But then his career did not exactly explode. And that's when they had a falling out. He claims that she became too domineering and too controlling. He also went on to say that it was her way or the highway, and she would yell at people and degrade people. And ultimately, when his album flopped, she completely removed herself and he felt completely abandoned. I have mixed feelings about this. I want people to be kind, but the music business, show business, is not kind.
No.
And so what Ellen did here, I hate to say this, and it shouldn't be the case, this is how it works. If you sell well, everybody loves you. The minute your album tanks, it's over. Bette Midler said, you're only as successful as your last album. So she sold 60 million albums. But if she has a bad album, it's over. One bad album can end a career. So I get, yes, Ellen could have been softer and kinder here. But if you're not selling, they're not going to keep putting out albums. What do you think? It's complicated.
It is, but I do wonder if he's indicating that Ellen got too involved creatively in what the product sounded like and looked like. And I think that's where his problem may be, because if she dominated that process and it flopped, he's like, well, that wasn't even my fault.
Yeah, I put out a product. It's tricky though, isn't it? Because if you sign a label and she got at you, she's going to want to have an input in it. If you don't want her to have an input, then put out your own songs. You know, it's that decision you make. Do you want to sign up with a big label? Forget Ellen for a minute. Any label, big label, is going to tell you what to sing. Kelly Clarkson had a notorious fallout with Clive Davis.
That speak. That was pretty vicious. Yeah.
She didn't want to do what he said, and he didn't want to do it her way, so they parted ways. Mm-hmm. You know, it is very, very complicated, but I think the whole problem is the naughtiest of the day here. We're not going to dissect it anymore. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob something happy. You get a Rob, you get a Rob. I love this quote from Jessica Simpson. She makes me smile, Jess does.
She said
the following quote, I don't have anything to prove anymore. What other people think of me is not my business. Isn't that darling?
Amen,
what you
girl.
Think of me, not my business.
Exactly.
And I'm a nosy person, so I've got to stop putting my nose into it, because it's not my business. What you think of me is your business. Not my business.
Yeah, my mom had another a way of saying that, which was a little bit more vulgar, but she goes, I don't care about you. What you eat, don't make me go to the bathroom. That was my mom's southern expression.
But she would say a different word.
You know,
love you. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Hey,
mom.
What a fantastic week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. Hey, and check out Corey's new website, CoreyAndrew.com. It's brand new. It's gorgeous.
There's links
to videos, to music, to you on TV. There's a plug for our podcast. Thank you. So check out CoreyAndrew.com. Let's hear you all sing along. Remember, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be.
You got to be
nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
Everyone.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.